The hadith which I recited in the beginning of my speech, where Imam al-Baqir al-Islam has said that al-kamal kullul kamal at-tafaqquh fid-deen. Ayatullah al-Uzma, Sayyid al-Qunsari, was one of our very great muraji. He used to live in Tehran, a very extremely high pious personality. He has written down this hadith in his living room. Ayatullah al-Uzma Khunsari. All the Urafa and big personalities are very much familiar with his, with him and his greatness. So this personality had this, he has selected this hadith of Imam al-Baqir al-Salam and written it in his living room, that Imam al-Salam has said that al-kamal kullul kamal, the entire perfection is to have tafaqquh fi deen. If you want to judge a person is perfect, how can you judge? Look at a tafaqquh fi deen means in-depth understanding of the religion. The concepts of the religion should be deeply understood by you. How much do you deeply understand the Islamic concepts? This is going to determine how much kamil and perfect you are in your spirituality. So, Islam is emphasizing in tafaqquh fi deen, understanding the religion in depth. Al-kamal kullul kamal at-tafaqquh fi deen wa sabru ala al-na'iba wa taqdiru al-ma'isha. That means having patience and resilience and sabr over the calamity when a bala and calamity arrives and a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arrives, how much sabr and patient you are and how to manage your life. Taqdeer al-ma'isha, managing your livelihood, your lifestyle in a successful Islamic pattern. This is the whole perfection of life. So unless you have tafaqquh fi deen, you will not be able to have sabr and patience, because even the concept of sabr itself requires understanding. Isn't that right? You talk to so many people in the Islamic community, generally speaking, and you find people think sabr means we become patient and we just stay silent and quiet and tolerate and do nothing. Lots of people in the Islamic communities, generally speaking, interpret the concept of sabr like that. Becoming sabr and patient means tolerate the whole situation, stay silent, do nothing, and just tolerate it, just stand it. Whereas actually the ulama of akhlaq have clearly defined that sabr is the resilience and patience that you exercise while you are, when you have performed your duty, then you will face resistance from some others who are worshipping the dunya. So when you face resistance from those who are worshipping the interests of this world, then you continue to do your duty the way you did earlier and it caused resistance from them against you. You continue your performance of the fariḍa and duty regardless of the resistance what you face, and tolerate all the hardships and resistance from the world worshippers and continue and follow the course without stopping. This is the whole concept of sabr, which provides you the whole great reward of sabirin, which is also made upside down by so many people, because they consider sabr to be just tolerating and staying silent and quiet and doing nothing. Sabr is, you know, the great reward that you find in the hadith of Rasulullah about sabr. You think that's just, you know, it doesn't come free of cost. You have a price to pay. You know, you have a price to pay, because Prophet has already mentioned in his hadith that sabr is of three kinds. As-sabru ala al-musibah. Lots of masaib and troubles and tests and turmoils we face in our life. Whenever you face a musibat, a turmoil, a test,
You exercise patience. Continue your duty, as Ulmul Akhlaq have said. Continue your duty with the same force. Never take a back seat. Continue with the same force and just face the calamities and tests. Continue doing your duty and thank Allah on all the situations and have resilience.
That's the level number one of sabr. You get 300 levels in the paradise. On as-sabru alal musibah, provides you 300 levels in the paradise. And then the second level of sabr is as-sabru ala ta'a. Prophet said, the second sabr that he mentions in his hadith is as-sabru ala ta'a. That means doing sabr and resilience over the obedience of Allah. Allah asked me to pray, to fast, to tell the truth, to go for hajj, to give qums, to do amr bil ma'ruf, nahi anil munkar, jihad, tawalli, tabarri, all the different duties of Islam. So when we do all the Islamic responsibilities and duties, this is the obedience of Allah. So doing, you will face hardships. It's not easy to do the duties. You have to wake up from your sound sleep in the morning to pray your father prayers, especially in the summer season when the night is too short. So it's really hard. This is just one example of doing sabr over the ta'at of Allah. You go for hajj, you face lots of hardships, especially from the evil Wahhabi regime, who doesn't have no sense, you know, and probably some people there are the worst humans on earth, and no morals, nothing, no humanity. So you face a lot of hardships when you travel there. So this is the obedience on ta'at and obedience, sabr and resilience and patience over the ta'at and obedience of Allah. The hadith of the Prophet says you get 600 levels in the paradise. If you have the second level of sabr in your spirituality, 600 levels in paradise. And the third level which Prophet has mentioning in his hadith is the highest, which is as-sabru anil ma'asiyah. That means we exercise patience and resilience when we encounter a sin. I reach an intersection in my life where I can sin, I can do a sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, violate His law, transgress the limits and do what I wish to do in the name of freedom or whatever label, doesn't matter. So I violate the divine law and I do a sin, or I can control myself I can control my desires and wishes and whims, and I can abstain from doing the sin, abstain from doing the haram. If I can control myself from and abstain from doing a haram, this kind of sabr, that means abstaining from the haram and not jumping into a sin, no matter what you like to do, you ignore what you like and you give preference to the likeness of Allah over your own likeness. If you have that sort of sabr, then you get 900 levels in the paradise.